fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come, Silver! Let go, be close! I am Silver!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were camped in an arroyo in the northern part of Sagebrush Hollow between an Indian village and an army fort when they heard the sound of an approaching horse.
Someone's heading toward Fort Powderhorn, Tonto.
Him travel plenty fast.
Yes, too fast for ground like this. I'm going to look over the edge of the arroyo to see if anyone is chasing him.
Well, me go to him. Have a look.
He's coming from the direction of Flying Arrow's village.
Me not see anyone follow.
That man is certainly riding hard. I wonder why he's risking his life and the life of his horse that way.
Later the same day, Colonel Miles ordered an army scout named Smith to appear in his quarters at Fort Powderhorn.
You set for me, sir?
I did, Smith. This is Captain Greer.
Yes, sir. I know the captain.
This man's name is Bates.
Mike Bates, it is.
Smith, how well do you know the country beyond Sagebrush Hollow?
You mean near the Enchanted Hills, sir?
Yes. Could you guide Captain Gray and a troop into that country without being discovered by any of the Indians in Flying Arrow's village?
May I ask why, sir?
Captain Gray is going to call on Flying Arrow to surrender. Come here to the fort.
What?
I want a sizable force hidden in nearby to seize the chief if he refuses to surrender.
But, sir, what has Flying Arrow done?
He captured me and my pards. He killed one of them, and he's still holding two. I managed to escape and come here.
That doesn't sound like Flying Arrow. What were you doing?
Smith, it's not up to you to ask questions.
All we were doing was hunting buffalo. Those redskins jumped us and stole the hides we had and captured us.
Flying Arrow's got to be punished for that.
And he shall be. I'll bring him in forcibly if necessary.
Captain Greer, Colonel Miles, I don't believe this man's story.
Boy,
this man had no business taking buffalo on Flying Arrow's hunting grounds. If Flying Arrow saw him, he'd drive him off. He doesn't capture men and kill them. He doesn't take prisoners.
He apparently did in this case.
I want him brought here to tell his side of it.
But, Colonel, sir, Flying Arrow can't surrender to army men and come here. He's a chief. He'll
be brought here even if he doesn't surrender. If he wants a fight, we'll give it to him.
That's why I want you to guide Captain Greer and his men to the vicinity of Flying Arrow's village.
I'm sorry, Colonel.
You refuse?
Well, I don't see...
Smith, although you're hired as a scout, you're subject to army discipline, just as any other trooper stationed in this fort.
I know that, sir. But I can't lead soldiers to make war on Flying Arrow.
I proposed to capture the chief. Nothing was said about making war.
Captain Greer, sir, any attempt to capture the chief will lead to war.
Smith, may I ask why you take this attitude where Flying Arrow is concerned?
Flying Arrow is my blood brother.
Oh, brother.
If you'd go to meet him, sir, I know
we'll lose face with the Indians if we went to them.
And Flying Arrow would lose face with his own people if he came to you, sir. Don't you see, sir? He can't surrender.
The fact that you know him so well should simplify matters. Think it over, Smith. If you accompany me when I speak to the chief, you can assure him that he'll be given fair treatment.
He'll never come.
You refuse to go, Smith. I'll send another scout.
But, sir, don't you understand?
Don't you think there'll be less likelihood of trouble if you're with Captain Graham when he talks to the chief?
All right. I'll go.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto discussed the fast-riding Mike Bates for some time, then dismissed the subject and thought no more about it. They were about to break camp early the next morning when they heard a number of horses approaching, but this time from the opposite direction. With their horses saddled and ready to move, the masked man and his Indian friend looked over the edge of the arroyo and saw men in uniform.
Tonto, they're from Fort Powderhorn.
Isn't that right? Then go toward Planera Village.
Something's going on, Kemosabe. I don't know. Look at that man in civilian clothes. Not the scout who's leading the other one.
Oh, him, fella, we see yesterday.
That's right.
You think Flying Arrow make trouble?
Flying Arrow was a peaceful Indian, Tonto. He thinks a lot of peace. He's made a treaty with the soldiers.
Ah, him good Indian. Him not break treaty.
Tonto, those soldiers are moving secretly. Otherwise, they wouldn't be going through the hollow. They'd follow the trail north of here.
Isn't that right?
There are enough men in that detachment to overpower Flying Arrow's people. I want to know what's going on. Come on, Tonto.
And what we do?
We travel fast. We can get into the hills overlooking Flying Arrow's village before the soldiers. Steady there, Silver.
And we travel now?
Yes, mount up. Steady. Come on.
Get him up. Scout.
Come on, Silver.
Two captives sat on the hard-packed dirt inside one of the large wigwams in Flying Arrow's village. They were hard-faced men with shifty eyes. Rawhide thongs were wrapped around their wrists and ankles.
Them Redskins just started that chant. We gotta get out of here, Squint. We gotta get away, that's all.
Maybe you can figure out a way to do it, but I can't.
I wonder if Mike got away.
Here's hoping.
If he got to Fort Powderhorn, we'll be all right. The soldiers will come and get us out of here.
Hey, Hank. Huh? Flying Arrow just left his Hogan. I think he's heading here.
Going to question us some more. Squint, I've got a mind to tell him what he wants to know.
Hank, you keep your mouth shut. Let me do the talking. As long as we're alive, we got a chance. Now shut up. He's coming here.
Me come. Make talk.
What is it now, Chief? You think maybe these lashings aren't tight enough? Well, you needn't worry about that. They're plenty tight.
Me know. Me sit down here. Maybe have power. Maybe now you ready talk.
Sure, we'll talk. We'll powwow just as long as you want to powwow.
You steal many Indian horses. Where you hide them?
Now, look here, Flying Arrow. You keep saying that we stole your horses. But it was the man that got away that hit him, and he's the only one that knows where to find him.
You steal horses, many horses. You know where horses hid. You talk, or Indian kill.
Not so fast, Flying Arrow. There's something else you'd better think of. The soldiers at Fort Powderhorn are watching you mighty close since you signed that treaty. You kill us and you'll have the United States Army to deal with, and don't you forget it.
Me not want kill. Other Indian plenty angry. All member of tribe say you steal horse. You return horse or you die.
Koshi, he means it, Squint.
Shut up, Hank. See here, Flying Arrow. Give us a little time. Let us think it over. Maybe if we think back real careful, we'll be able to figure out where our friend hid the horses.
You know where horses hid.
No. I've tried to tell you we don't know. But there's a chance that we could figure it out if you give us time.
How long?
Well, you give us as much time as you can. You tell your people to just hold off with their murdering ideas and let me and Hank think real hard. We can recollect and let you know where your stolen horses are.
Me go tell people. You think hard.
Hey, Squid. What are we going to do?
Stall, Hank. Stall for just as much time as we can get.
Maybe we better tell about the horses.
No. As soon as the Redskins find their horses, there won't be no reason for them to keep us alive. We got to stall as long as we can and count on Mike to get here with the soldiers.
Yeah. But what will the soldiers do when they find out that we were captured by the Redskins for stealing Indian horses?
Leave it to Mike. He'll fix it so the soldiers will get a different story than that. And it'll be our word against the Redskins. You see? The word of three white men against savage Indians.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto skirted Flying Arrow's village and reached a vantage point in the Enchanted Hills. They took a position on a ledge that overlooked the Indians. They were there when Captain Greer and the troopers went into hiding in Sagebrush Hollow. They were there when Jack Smith rode into Flying Arrow's village. Watching through binoculars, the masked man recognized the Army scout.
That young fellow who was raised by Flying Arrow's tribe.
Oh, you mean fellow named Jack?
Yes. Now, here, Tonto, take the binoculars. See for yourself.
Now, why him go there alone? Him ride a soldier?
He must have left the soldier somewhere.
Why soldiers stay in hiding?
I don't know, Kemosabe.
Jack talk to Flying Arrow now. And talk plenty serious. Here, you take a look.
All right. I wish we knew what they're talking about. Jack does look sober, Tonto. He's concerned. Greatly concerned.
Flying Arrow, we've been brothers, but I come to you not as a brother.
How you come?
I come as a member of the Army with a message and a question. Tell me, my brother, an answer to the question.
What question?
It's reported that you've taken white men prisoner. Is that true?
That true?
I know you had a good cause for doing it.
White men steal horses.
Horses? I heard they'd been hunting buffalo on your hunting ground.
That's not true. White men steal horses. We hold prisoner. Try make them tell where horses hid.
You, my brother, are justified. But it's in the treaty that you don't take the law into your own hands. It's agreed that you report such things as stolen horses to the commandant at Fort Powderhorn.
That true? That word of treaty?
Oh, why didn't you do it? Why didn't you report the horses and the men who stole them?
White thief talk with split tongue of serpent. Him tell chief at fort what not true.
Flying Arrow, my task is an unpleasant one. I'm here to ask you to ride to Fort Powderhorn with me and bring the prisoners with you. Colonel Miles will hear your story. He'll be fair.
Jack, you know you ask what not possible.
You can ride to the fort with me.
I leave here. I take prisoner. All my people angry. Not be. I not leave to see your chief. You tell your chief come here. See me.
I wish I could persuade him to do that, but I can't. I... Flying Arrow, I don't like to say this, but I have my orders. I speak not as a blood brother, not as a friend. I speak as a representative of Colonel Miles and Captain Greer.
You speak.
It's my duty to inform you that unless you go with me voluntarily and deliver the men you've captured to Colonel Miles at Fort Powderhorn, the soldiers will come here, release your prisoners, and capture you. Now there. I've said it, Flying Arrow. But I wish I hadn't had to.
How soon, soldier, come?
You have until tomorrow to make your decision.
Decision made. I have until tomorrow to prepare for battle with soldiers. Hi-ya!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. Watching through binoculars, the Lone Ranger saw that the meeting between the Army Scout and Flying Arrow was a grim one. The meeting ended with a shout from the chief, a shout that started a war dance.
Otto, the trouble's more serious than we thought.
Indians start war dance.
Yes. While the Indians prepare for war, Army troops are somewhere near in hiding.
What start trouble?
Just a minute, Toto. I think I know.
What you see?
I see the horses of some white men where the Indian ponies are lined up. And I see a guard sitting in front of one of the wigwams.
You think Flying Arrow capture white men?
They've got to know for sure. Toto, you know him.
Uh-huh.
Ride to the village and talk to him. Find out why the war dance has begun. Get back here with that information as soon as possible. Be here by sundown at the latest.
We go now?
Yes.
Steady, Scout. Steady, Bonner. Get him up, Scout.
Tonto was greeted by Chief Flying Arrow as a friend. He learned of the situation and reported to the masked man at sundown. When darkness came, the war dance increased in fury. The dancing, chanting Indians were brightly painted, and their bodies gleamed as they moved in a circle around the fire. The wigwam, where Hank and Squint were held, was dark. The flap was closed, but the prisoners could hear the war dance.
Hey, Squint, things are getting awful lively out there. What do you reckon it's leading up to?
It's a war dance, that's what it is.
War dance? They wouldn't do all that just to kill us, would they?
How do I know?
What's the matter?
Quiet, Hank. I heard something outside.
What'd you hear?
It sounded something like a struggle. Hey, who are you?
Keep it quiet.
Hey, Squid. It's a white man.
Take it easy. I'm here to help you, too.
Who are you? How'd you get past the guard?
I got him from behind. I tied and gagged him.
Hey, you're masked.
What's the difference? You want to get out of here, don't you?
You're doggone right we do. How'd you know about us?
Save your questions until later. Your horses are waiting for you.
Where?
Among the trees directly south of this wigwam. They were tied with the Indian ponies, but I got them away.
Doggone, I gotta hand it to you, mister.
Hold still so I can cut that raw hand.
Me and Hank owe you plenty for this.
You pay for what I'm doing.
Yeah? How? What are you going to expect?
Hold still. This knife is sharp. I don't want to cut your arm. There. I will get your pal.
What do you want from us, mister?
Maybe I could use some of Flying Arrow's horses.
Hey. Flying Arrow's horses?
Who told you about them?
Are you going to cut me on what you have?
Well, I don't know.
Or would you like to stay here until Flying Arrow's people get ready to kill you?
No. We'll cut you in.
That's better. There, you're free. Now come with me and I'll take you to your horses. Then you can take me to the horses belonging to Flying Arrow.
You must have it.
Redskin.
Let me get him.
Hold it. What's the matter, Toto?
Indians come this way. Soon, him see guard tied up.
He'll sound the alarm.
Great day, what's that?
The guard's been seen.
Give me a gun, I'll shoot him. I'll drill that redskin.
Too late, he's already given the warning. Come with me, the horses are waiting.
All Indian come this way.
Come on, then.
Help on, little horses.
Not far. After the Indians discover you've escaped, they'll have to go to the other side of the village to get their horses. That will give us a start.
Horses right here.
Thank goodness for that. My feet have been tied up so long, I can hardly stand, let alone run.
Hit that saddle and ride. Take the lead. Show me where the horses are hidden.
With this redskin?
He's my partner, and he goes with us.
Our guns?
Never mind your guns. Run up and travel.
Come on, Squint.
I'm with you.
Get going.
Get up there. Come on.
After an hour of riding, the horse thieves reined up in the gully between the Enchanted Hills and Sagebrush Hollow. The moonlight revealed 50 Indian horses.
There's the horses. A blame good start,
yeah,
too.
Once we get them across the line to Mexico, they'll bring a right good price.
And no questions asked about where they come from.
All we gotta do is wash off the bright colors Indians painted on them.
How are you going to Mexico?
South on the Oberlin Trail.
You'll be spotted. That route's too dangerous. You'll have to travel west through Sagebrush Hollow and cut south after you've gone past Fort Powderhorn. There's a very well-concealed arroyo between here and the hollow. It's longer, but you'll have cover all the way.
See, that sounds good. How do we find the arroyo?
If you start west, you'll see it crossing your trail at right angles. Now, follow it to the north. I'll join you later and relieve you of some of those horses.
You're not traveling with us?
No. But don't try to double-cross me.
Gosh, we wouldn't do that. Why, you saved our lives.
We're pods, aren't we?
No, we're not. I had reason for helping you escape. But I wouldn't trust you any farther than you'd trust me. Can the two of you handle those horses?
Sure.
You bet we can.
Then get going and stick to the route I gave you. All right, come on, Tonto.
You ready? Get him up.
Hey, Squid. What do you make of that critter with a mask?
He got us away from the Redskins. That's more than Mike in the United States Army did.
Yeah. But I don't like the idea of splitting this caddy of horses with him.
And we haven't split it yet.
You mean you figure maybe we won't have to?
I figure on getting hold of a shooting iron somewhere and using it. A hunk of lead for that masked man, his Indian pal, will be a darn sight cheaper than a couple of dozen horses.
The only thing is, where are we going to get a gun?
Masked man's got a couple. When we meet him next time, we'll watch for the chance to grab one. Now, come on, let's get started. We've got to follow that arroyo. Come on, get up there.
Come on.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode but a short distance, and they reined up to make sure Hank and Squint followed their instructions. They saw the thieves and stolen horses follow the arroyo.
They'll go in a wide circle before they reach the place where the soldiers are waiting.
Ah. Why you send them that way?
I'll cut back to the main trail. I want to reach the soldiers well ahead of those crooks. Now you wait right here, Tonto. Meet Flying Arrow and take him through the arroyo so he'll stay behind Hank and Squint.
The masked man didn't know that an army scout had seen the Indians leave their village. The scout was already racing along the main trail, and a few minutes later, he reached camp and reported to the captain.
Captain, sir, I saw the Indians break camp in a hurry. Looked like a war party.
Are they coming this way?
They started this way. I didn't wait around. I came to report as quickly as possible.
Bring Jack Smith to me at once.
Yes, sir.
Rouse the bugler. Have him rouse the camp.
Yes, sir.
If those Indians think they'll take us by surprise, they'll be mistaken.
Captain Greer, sir, you sent for me?
I did. How did Flying Arrow know where we were camped?
I don't know, sir.
He does know. He's coming here. Obviously, he's decided to carry the fight to us.
Sir, that's not like Flying Arrow. He doesn't...
Don't tell me what Flying Arrow's like. He knows the chips are down. He hopes to take us by surprise. Probably massacre us in our sleep.
Sir,
Smith,
please, sir.
There's only one way he can know about us. You told him.
No, sir, I didn't. I didn't
Captain,
have
a... Captain Greer, what's this? It's all the excitement. What's this I hear about the Redskins coming this way?
You keep out of it, Bates. We'll handle things. Those Indians weren't satisfied with taking the law into their own hands, capturing white men. Now they want war.
No. No, Captain, I don't believe that.
Smith, you said you and Flying Arrow were blood brothers.
Yes, sir, but that
the
doesn't...
The ties of blood proved strong. You told them about us. You betrayed your flag for your blood brother.
Sir, I did nothing of the sort.
If those Indians come here, it'll be because you told them. Men, take your positions. Find concealment behind the trees and rocks. Be ready to fire at the command. We'll wipe those Indians out before they know what struck them.
No, Captain. Wait until you find out what's wrong.
Cade.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Disarm Jack Smith. He's under arrest.
Yes, sir.
Someone's coming.
What's this?
A resonant voice came from the trees beyond the clearing, and a moment later, a masked rider on a snow-white stallion was revealed in the moonlight. The masked man's sudden arrival while the soldiers were preparing to meet Flying Arrow's braves left no time for military formalities.
Hold guns on him. Who are you, sir, and what do you want?
Captain Greer, I came to tell you that Flying Arrow's men are on the way here.
Who are you? How do you know?
My friend Tonto is with them. He's leading them in pursuit of horse thieves. The Indians are coming not for war, but for justice.
What's this about horse thieves?
They're on the way with the horses they stole from Flying Arrow.
How do you know?
I just came from the Indian village. I saw nothing of horse thieves and stolen horses.
I sent them by a roundabout route so I could get here ahead of them with time for you to prepare for the capture.
Don't you believe it? It's not true. That mask, man.
Is this Mike Bates?
Yes, but...
His friends were held by the Indians because they stole Flying Arrow's horses.
No, no. We were just hunting buffalo.
That's your story, and you might have made it stick if Captain Greer didn't see the evidence with his own eyes.
The evidence?
Hey, horses coming! Into the horses!
Look, there come the horses. The thieves are following.
Sure enough.
Surround those horses, rope them in, and hold them in.
Taken by surprise, Hank and Squint had little chance to escape. They tried to turn, but saw Flying Arrow and his Indians behind them on the back trail. They quickly threw up their hands and surrendered.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Right there, Captain Greer. Are there men who were held by Flying Arrow?
Then wait, listen, we can explain it. Those horses belong to us.
With that Indian paint on them? Why, you lying?
That's no Flying Arrow who owns the horses. He's waiting over there with his men.
He looks peaceable enough.
He is. Tonto's explained things to him. He's waiting for the signal to appear before you, Captain Greer.
I see.
And with the evidence at hand, you must believe his story.
I don't understand your part.
It's simple. I released the prisoners and told them how to get here. Meanwhile, Tonto talked to Flying Arrow. The Indians followed the horse thieves. Now they're waiting for you to confer with them. You've come part of the way to meet them, and they have come to meet you.
I'll be happy to meet Chief Flying Arrow. Chief Flying Arrow.
How?
I might have made one of the greatest blunders of my military career. I was prepared to believe lies about you.
Those men steal Indian horses.
I know it. The evidence is here. Thanks to a masked man who had your interest and the interests of justice at heart.
I tried to tell you, Captain Grierson.
Flying Arrow should not have taken prisoners. But perhaps he was right in thinking that his word would have little weight against the lies of horse thieves. It's up to us to administer justice so the future will show no such lack of confidence.
It'd be easier to do that, sir, if we only had the masked man to help us.
Gee, that masked man. Where is he?
Him go with Indian friend. Him go that way, into woods.